why I write. I often wonder. My father, who came from farming stock, was an insurance man who never read a book in his life. My mother died when I was young. I knew there were pictures in the house, but I don't remember books. But the next door neighbour, civil servant, had a large library, and I got access to it when I was about 4, which means that my mother must have taught me to read. What I do know is that when I was in primary school, I wrote a story which the teacher read out to the class, making reference to specific phrases which he praised. I never looked back. Why do I write? Initially, I think, to have some control over the world. I was a lonely child. Reading was a way to bypass boredom and enter the world of the imagination. Writing was a way of shaping that imaginative world, and no matter what I've done since, I've always wanted to do it my way, whether it be painting, teaching, writing songs, or directing plays. The urge is, I suppose, to self-express. But one has to learn the difficult way that you do need to have something to express, and that that expression is a function of the acquisition of experience. Why one writes is bound up with what one writes. In my case, I started off writing short stories, poetry, and drafts of novels, usually based in some fashion on school life, university life, or teaching life. One aspect that I noticed in retrospect was that I never embraced naturalism. When I first started writing plays, they were non-naturalistic, which is quite unusual for a beginner. Whatever was going on in my head, I instinctively recognised that naturalism was an outmoded form. Now, I said that why one writes is bound up with what one writes. As an apprentice writer, it's a scorched earth policy. One goes through all kinds of styles and subject matters. In my case, the first leap forward was a reaction to the Northern Irish Troubles. I lived in Andersonstown, Belfast. I was teaching there. And what I saw incensed me. So I wrote plays about it. My first agent remarked that the play that I had sent him, called Final Solution, was clearly the product of intense emotion, as the typewriter keys had frequently cut through the paper. A decade later, I started writing art criticism. My wife was an artist, and I was visiting large numbers of exhibitions of a socio-political nature, which I felt were important. But nobody was writing about them. So I did, which led to a parallel career as an art critic, curator, and historian. You write to bear witness, because you feel that what you are writing about is of importance. You write to understand what it is that you are writing about. Why do I want to write? I was a professional playwright for almost 30 years before I got a play published. A large number of the plays that I had written I couldn't get produced because they were political and I wasn't towing the party line. You have to want to write to keep going for that long without any obvious dent into the world of literature, drama and art. It is a tempered compulsion. I also believe that there's a moral dimension to it. Like Brecht, I consider that it is part of my job to explore the world around me, to dramatise, as in my recent play Bankers, the ways in which the political classes, the mercantile classes, and big business in general, connive to strip money from the poor to give to the already rich. But it's also my job to insist on the life-affirming benefits of the arts in general. I know that art can change you. It changed me. I know that I changed people's lives as a teacher. Not everybody that I taught, but enough. I know that a writer can open up new horizons, can give the reader the tools with which to question the bludgeoning simplicities of government propaganda. We are not on this planet simply to be the unthinking servants of government and big business. We have our own lives to lead, our own dreams to make real. And I want to make a contribution towards that.